put the time of death between 8 and 12 hours ago. No visible cause, no sign of battery or sexual assault. All we have is this.
Can we turn her over? Karen Swinson.
Is that a positive ID?
She went to school with my son.
That'd be the class of 89, detective. It's happening again, isn't it?
Agent Scully, thank you for coming on such short notice. Please. We see you've been with us just over 2 years.
Yes, sir.
You went to medical school, but you chose not to practice. How'd you come to work for the FBI?
Well, sir, I was recruited out of medical school. My parents still think it was an act of rebellion, but... I saw the FBI as a place where I could distinguish myself.
Are you familiar with an agent named Fox Mulder?
Yes, I am.
How so?
By reputation. He's an Oxford-educated psychologist who wrote a monograph on serial killers and the occult that helped catch Monty Props in 1988. Generally thought of as the best analyst in the violent crime section. He had a nickname at the Academy. Spooky Mulder.
What I'll also tell you is that Agent Mulder has developed a consuming devotion to an unassigned project outside the Bureau mainstream. Are you familiar with the so-called X-Files?
I believe they have to do with unexplained phenomena.
More or less. The reason you're here, Agent Scully, is we want you to assist Mulder on these X-Files. You will write field reports on your activities, along with your observations on the validity of the work.
Am I to understand that you want me to debunk the X-Files project, sir?
Agent Scully, we trust you'll make the proper scientific analysis. You'll want to contact Agent Mulder shortly. We look forward to seeing your reports.
Sorry, nobody down here but the FBI's most unwanted.
Agent Mulder, I'm Dana Scully. I've been assigned to work with you.
Oh, isn't it nice to be suddenly so highly regarded? So who did you take off to get stuck with this detail, Scully?
Actually, I'm looking forward to working with you. I've heard a lot about you.
Oh, really? I was under the impression that you were sent to spy on me.
If you have any doubt about my qualifications or credentials...
You're a medical doctor. You teach at the Academy. You did your undergraduate degree in physics. Einstein's twin paradox, a new interpretation. Dana Scully's senior thesis. Now, that's a credential, rewriting Einstein.
Did you bother to read it?
I did. I liked it. It's just that in most of my work, the laws of physics rarely seem to apply. Maybe I can get your medical opinion on this, though. Oregon female, age 21, no explainable cause of death. Autopsy shows nothing. Zip. There are, however, these two distinct marks on her lower back. Dr. Scully, can you ID these marks?
Needle punctures, maybe. An animal bite? Electrocution of some kind?
How's your chemistry? This is the substance found in the surrounding tissue.
It's organic. I don't know. Is it some kind of synthetic protein?
Beats me. I've never seen it before either. But here it is again in Sturgis, South Dakota. And again in Shamrock, Texas.
Do you have a theory?
I have plenty of theories. Maybe what you can explain to me is why it's bureau policy to label these cases as unexplained phenomena and ignore them. Do you believe in the existence of extraterrestrials?
Logically, I would have to say no. Given the distances needed to travel from the far reaches of space, the energy requirements would exceed a spacecraft's capabilities.
Conventional wisdom. Do you know this Oregon female? She's the fourth person in her graduating class to die under mysterious circumstances. Now, when convention and science offer us no answers, might we not finally turn to the fantastic as a plausibility?
The girl obviously died of something. If it was natural causes, it's plausible that there was something missed in the postmortem. If she was murdered, it's plausible there was a sloppy investigation. What I find fantastic is any notion that there are answers beyond the realm of science. The answers are there. You just have to know where to look.
That's why they put the I in FBI. See you tomorrow morning, Scully. Bright and early. We leave for the very plausible state of Oregon at 8 a.m.
Seatbelt says we're about to make our descent.
This must be the place.
Mentioned yesterday this case has already been investigated.
Yeah, the FBI got involved after the first three deaths when local authorities failed to turn up any evidence. Our boys came out here, spent a week, enjoyed the local salmon, which with a little lemon twist is just to die for, if you pardon the expression. Without explanation, they were called back in. The case was reclassified and buried in the X-Files until I dug it up last week.
And you found something they didn't.
Ooh.
The autopsy reports of the first three victims show no unidentified marks or tissue samples. But those reports were signed by a different medical examiner than the latest victim.
That's pretty good, Scully.
Better than you expected or better than you hoped?
Well, I'll let you know when we get past the easy part.
Is the medical examiner a suspect?
We won't know that until we do a little grave digging. I've arranged to exhume one of the other victims' bodies to see if we can get a tissue sample to match the girl's. You're not squeamish about that kind of thing, are you?
I don't know. I've never had the pleasure. What's going on?
Probably nothing.
Mr. Mulder, John Truitt, County Coroner's Office.
Yeah, hi. This is Agent Scully.
Hi.
How soon can we get started?
We're ready to go.
Oh, great.
Okay, Benny?
Were you able to arrange for an examination facility?
I think we got something for you.
Excuse me.
Excuse me. No. Please, Steve.
I don't know who you people think you are. You just think you can come up here and do whatever you damn well please, don't you?
I'm sorry, you are?
I'm Dr. Jay Nemen. I'm County Medical Examiner.
Surely you must have been informed of our intentions to come up here.
No, we've been away.
Oh. Well, that answers a question that we had. Why you hadn't done the recent autopsy on Karen Swenson. You're aware of the tissue sample that was taken from the girl's body.
What is the insinuation here? Are you saying that I missed something in those other kids' exams?
We're not insinuating anything, sir.
Wait a minute. See, well, I think you are. And if you're making an accusation, then you'd better have something to back it up.
Daddy, please. Let's just go home. Let's go home, please.
Guy obviously needed a longer vacation.
Ray Soames was the third victim. After graduating high school, he spent time in a state mental hospital treated for post-adolescent schizophrenia.
Soames actually confessed to the first two murders. He pleaded to be locked up, but he couldn't produce any evidence that he committed the crimes. Did you happen to read the cause of death?
Exposure. His body was found in the woods after escaping the hospital.
Missing for only 7 hours in July. How does a 20-year-old boy die of exposure on a warm summer night in Oregon, Dr. Scully?
I got it.
This isn't official procedure.
Really?
Oh.
It's probably a safe bet Ray Soames never made the varsity basketball team. Seal this up. Right now. Nobody sees or touches this. Nobody. This is amazing, Scully. You know what this could mean? So much too big to even comprehend.
The subject is 156 centimeters in length, weighing 52 pounds in extremis. Corpse is in advanced stages of decay and desiccation. Distinguishing features include large ocular cavities, oblate cranium. Indicate subject is not human. Could you point that flash away from me, please?
If it's not human, what is it?
It's mammalian. My guess is it's a chimpanzee or something from the ape family. Possibly an orangutan.
Buried in the city cemetery, in Ray Soames' grave. Try telling that to the good townsfolk, or to Ray Soames' family. I want tissue samples and x-rays. I'd like blood typing, toxicology, and a full genetic workup.
You're serious?
What we can't do here, we'll order to go.
You don't honestly believe this is some kind of an extraterrestrial. This is somebody's sick joke.
We can do those x-rays here, can't we? Is there any reason we can't do them right now? I'm not crazy, Scully. I have the same doubts you do.
Visual laboratory inspection of the body and x-ray analysis confirms homologous but possibly mutated mammalian physiology. However, does not account for small unidentified object found in subject's nasal cavity. A gray metallic implant form...
Who is it?
Steven Spielberg. Way too wired. I'm going for a run. You want to come?
Pass.
Figure out what that little thing up Ray Soames' nose is yet?
No. And I'm not losing any sleep over it. Good night.
Thank you.
Grace Helms was a patient of mine, yes. I oversaw his treatment for just over a year for clinical schizophrenia. Ray had an inability to grasp reality. He seemed to suffer from some kind of post-traumatic stress.
Is that something you've seen before?
I've treated similar cases.
Were any of those Ray Helms' classmates?
Yes.
We're trying to find a connection in these deaths. Did you treat any of these kids with hypnosis?
No, I did not.
Are you treating any of these kids now?
Currently? Yes, I'm treating Billy Miles and Peggy O'Dell. Both have been long-term live-in patients.
They're here at this hospital?
That's right. Going on 4 years now.
Would it be possible for us to talk to them?
Well, you might find it difficult. Certainly in Billy Miles' case.
Billy's experiencing what we call a waking coma. Functionally, his brain waves are flat and he's persistent vegetative.
How did it happen?
Both he and Peggy were involved in an automobile accident out on State Road. Mm-hmm. Peggy?
How very.
Peggy, we have some visitors. Would you like to talk with them for a moment?
Billy wants me to read now. It's not Sam. It's
Does he like it when you read to him?
Yes. Billy needs me close.
Doctor? I'm wondering if we can do a cursory medical exam on Peggy.
Peggy! Oh, Peggy, what are you doing? Oh,
no one is going to hurt you. Get an orderly. Get an orderly. Nobody's going to hurt you. The nurse is here.
I'm ringing for the orderlies now.
Stop it!
All right.
Hey, honey, you're going to be fine. Happy blue. Calm down.
What's his name? Billy. Said he was sorry he didn't get to say goodbye.
How did you know the girl was going to have the marks?
I don't know. Lucky guess.
Damn it, Mulder. Cut the crap. What is going on here? What do you know about those marks? What are they?
Why, so you can put it down in your little report? I don't think you're ready for what I think.
I'm here to solve this case, Mulder. I want the truth.
The truth? I think those kids have been abducted.
By who?
By what?
You don't really believe that.
Do you have a better explanation?
I'll buy that girl is suffering some kind of pronounced psychosis. Whether it's organic or the result of those marks, I can't say. But to say that they've been riding around in flying saucers, it's crazy, Mulder. There is nothing to support that.
Nothing scientific, you mean?
There has got to be an explanation. You've got four victims. All of them died in or near the woods. They found Karen Swenson's body in the forest, in her pajamas, 10 miles from her house. How did she get there? What were those kids doing out there in the forest? Is that you? Mulder? Mulder?
Special Agent Dana Scully, FBI, drop your weapon.
I'm with the county sheriff's department. You're trespassing on private property here.
We are conducting an investigation.
Get in your car and leave both of you, or I have to arrest you. I don't care who you are.
Hold on. This is a crime scene.
Did you hear what I said? You are on private property without legal permission. Now, I'm only going to say it one more time. Get in your car and leave.
Out here all by himself.
Maybe it has something to do with this. What do you think it is?
I don't know. Was it a campfire?
It was all over the ground. I think something's going on out here. Some kind of a sacrifice, maybe. What if these kids are involved in some kind of a cult and that man knows something about it? I want to come back here. What are you looking for? What happened?
We lost power. Brakes, steering, everything. We lost 9 minutes.
I looked at my watch just before the flash, and it was 9:03. It just turned 9:13. Look! Look! Oh, yes! Abductees! People that have made UFO sightings. They've reported unexplained time loss.
Come on!
Gone! Just like that.
Oh, you're saying that time disappeared! Time can't just disappear! It's a universal invariant!
Not in this zip code.
What are they? Mulder, what are they?
Mosquito bites.
Are you sure?
Yeah. I got eaten up alive myself out there. You okay?
Yes.
You're shaking.
I need to sleep. sit down.
Take your time. I was 12 when it happened. My sister was 8. She just disappeared out of her bed one night. Just gone. Vanished. No note, no phone calls, no evidence of anything.
You never found her.
It tore the family apart. No one would talk about it. There were no facts to confront, nothing to offer any hope.
What did you do?
Eventually, I went off to school in England. I came back, got recruited by the Bureau. Seems I had a natural aptitude for applying behavioral models to criminal cases. My success allowed me a certain freedom to pursue my own interests. And that's when I came across the X-Files.
By accident?
At first, it looked like a garbage dump for UFO sightings, alien abduction reports, the kind of stuff that most people laugh at as being ridiculous. But I was fascinated. I read all the cases I could get my hands on, hundreds of them. I read everything I could about paranormal phenomena, about the occult, and...
What?
There's classified government information I've been trying to access, but someone has been blocking my attempts to get at it.
Who? I don't understand.
Someone at a higher level of power. The only reason I've been allowed to continue with my work is because I've made connections in Congress.
And they're afraid of what? That you'll leak this information?
You're part of that agenda. You know that.
I'm not a part of any agenda. You've got to trust me. I'm here just like you to solve this.
I'm telling you this, Scully, because you need to know. Because of what you've seen. In my research, I've worked very closely with a man named Dr. Heitz Werber, and he's taken me through deep regression hypnosis. I've been able to go into my own repressed memories to the night my sister disappeared. I can recall a bright light outside and a presence in the room. I was paralyzed, unable to respond to my sister's calls for help. Listen to me, Scully. This thing exists.
But how do you
know? The government knows about it. And I gotta know what they're protecting. Nothing else matters to me. And this is as close as I've ever gotten to it. Hello? What? Who is this? Who is it? That was some woman. It just said Peggy O'Dell was dead.
The girl in the wheelchair?
What happened?
She ran right out in front of me. Who are you?
She was running? On foot? Well, let's go. Someone trashed the autopsy bay in the lab and they stole the body. We're going back to the motel.
What? They stole the corpse?
FBI.
There goes my computer.
Damn it! The X-rays and pictures!
My name is Teresa Nemeth. You've got to protect me.
Come with us.
This is the way it happens. I don't know how I get out there. I'll just find myself out in the woods.
How long has it been happening?
Ever since the summer we graduated. It's happened to my friends, too. That's why I need you to protect me. I'm scared. I might die. Like the others. Like Peggy did tonight.
Your father's the medical examiner. You were the one on the phone.
You told me Peggy O'Dell had been killed.
Teresa, your father knows about this, doesn't he? About what happens?
Yes. But he said never to tell anyone about any of it.
Why?
He wants to protect me. He thinks he can protect me, but I don't think he can.
Do you have the marks, Teresa?
Yes. I'm going to die, aren't I? I'm going to be next.
No. You're not going to die.
Oh, God.
Let's go home, Teresa. Teresa. Come on. Come on, honey.
I don't think she wants to leave.
I don't care what you think.
She's a sick girl.
Your father wants to take you home. To get you all cleaned up.
I'm going to take you where you'll be safe, Teresa. Detective Miles and I won't let anything happen to you, I promise.
You're Billy Miles' father?
That's right. And you stay away from that boy.
You gotta love this place. Every day's like Halloween.
They know, Mulder. They know who's responsible for the murders.
They know something.
Dr. Nemen's been hiding medical evidence from the beginning. He lied on the autopsy reports. And now we find out about the detective. Who else would have reason to trash the lab in our rooms?
Why would they destroy evidence? What would they want with that corpse?
I don't know.
Makes you wonder what's in those other two graves. I know who did it. I think I know who killed Karen Swenson.
Who? The detective?
The detective's son. Billy Miles.
The boy in the hospital. The vegetable. Billy Miles. A boy who's been in a coma for the last 4 years got out here and dug up these graves.
Peggy O'Dell was bound to a wheelchair, but she ran in front of that truck. Look, I'm not making this up. It all fits a profile of alien abduction.
This fits a profile.
Yeah, Peggy O'Dell was killed at around 9 o'clock. That's right around the time that we lost 9 minutes on the highway. I think that something happened in that 9 minutes. I think the time, as we know it, stopped. And something took control over it. You think I'm crazy? What?
Peggy O'Dell's watch stopped a couple minutes after 9. I made a note of it when I saw the body.
That's the reason the kids come to the forest, because the force controls them, summons them there. And the marks are from some kind of test that's being done on them. And that maybe causes some kind of genetic mutation, which would explain the body that we dug up.
And the force summoned Teresa Neiman's body into the woods tonight.
Yes, but it was Billy Miles who took her there. Summoned by some alien impulse. That's it. Come on, let's get out of here.
Where are we going?
We're
going
to pay a visit to Billy Miles.
Now, we could stand here until the second coming, waiting for Billy to get out of this bed. It ain't going to happen. He blinks, and I know about it.
I guess you changed his bedpan last night.
Nobody else here is going to do it.
You notice nothing unusual.
Do you remember what you were doing last night around 9 o'clock?
Probably watching TV, yeah.
Do you remember what you were watching?
Let's see. You know, I don't really remember what I watched. Miss? What is she looking for?
Mulder, take a look at this.
You know who was taking care of Peggy Adele last night?
Not me. It's not my ward. Not my aisle of the produce section. I do have a job of my own to do. What is she doing now?
Thank you for your time, ma'am.
Okay.
Good day.
That kid may have killed Peggy Adele. I don't believe this.
Melody,
it's crazy. He was in the woods.
You're sure?
This is the same stuff that I took a handful of in the forest.
Okay, well, then maybe we should take it and run a lab test.
We lost the original sample in the fire. What else could it be?
All right, but I just want you to understand what it is you're saying.
You said it yourself.
Yeah, but you have to write it down in your report.
You're right. We'll take another sample from the forest and run a comparison before we do anything. The detective's here. What do you think?
Wouldn't listen to me. I told you to stay out of this.
Hold it. Hold it right there. You got no business out here.
There were screams
down on the ground.
Now! You know it's Billy. You've known it all along.
I said down on the ground.
How long are you gonna let it happen? He's gonna kill her.
Tell me about the light, Billy.
When did you first see the light?
In the forest. We were all in the forest having a party. All my friends. We were celebrating.
What were you celebrating?
Graduation. And then the light came. It took me away to the testing place. They would tell me to gather the others so that they could do tests. It put something in my head. Here. I would wait for their orders.
Billy. Who gave the orders?
The light. They said it would be okay. No one would know. But the test didn't work. They wanted everything destroyed. They said they were leaving. I'm afraid. I'm afraid they're coming back.
Don't be afraid, Billy. You're here to help.
What we've just witnessed, what we've read in your field reports, the scientific basis and credibility just seem wholly unsupportable. You're aware of that.
Yes, sir. My reports are personal and subjective. I don't think I've gone so far as to draw any conclusion about what I've seen.
Or haven't seen, as seems to be the case. This time loss, you did or did not experience it?
I can't substantiate it, no.
What exactly can you substantiate, Agent Scully? I see no evidence that justifies the legitimacy of these investigations.
There were, of course, crimes committed.
Yes, but how do you prosecute a case like this? With testimony given under hypnosis from a boy who claims that he was given orders from some alien force through an implant in his nose. You have no physical evidence.
This is the object described by Billy Miles as a communication device. I removed it from the exhumed body. I kept it in my pocket. It was the only piece of evidence not destroyed in the fire. I ran a lab test on it. The material could not be identified.
Agent Mulder. What are his thoughts?
Agent Mulder believes we are not alone.
Thank you, Agent Scully. That'll be all.
Tomorrow.